I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to better understand the role of epigenetics in substance use disorder and also relapse. To talk about this research is Dr. Christopher Cowan. He is a professor and also he's the William E. Murray Smart State Endowed Chair in Neuroscience at MUSC. Dr. Cowan, first, can you give us a quick definition of epigenetics?
Epigenetics is a process by which our cells determine which genes will be expressed, when and where and how much. Epigenetics can change the way our genes are expressed. It can increase or it can decrease the expression of those genes, and those changes can be very, very long-lasting.
Tell us about your research related to substance abuse disorders in the brain.
In the broadest sense, we're interested in understanding basic brain mechanisms that are underlying drug addiction or substance use disorder. So my lab found several years ago that chronic use of abused substances engages these epigenetic enzymes. We've known for a long time that genetics play an important role in addiction vulnerability. However, epigenetics has also now emerged as an important process that is controlling addiction as well.
And is this early stage research?
Most of the studies I'm describing have been performed in a preclinical setting, which is an animal model where we are getting rodents addicted to substances of abuse. And we have very strong effects of these epigenetic factors on relapse-like behavior in these animal studies.
And why is relapse such an important factor when we're looking at treatment for addiction?
Most individuals that present in the clinic with full-blown clinical addiction, the major challenge they have going forward, even if they can discontinue active drug use, remaining abstinent for the rest of their lives is a tremendous challenge. And relapse is more the rule than the exception for most individuals.
And the brain seems to play a very important role in that relapse.
The brain plays an essential role in this relapse vulnerability. We make very strong associations with our environment, and we link that environment with the euphoric feeling of the drug, and the context around drug use can become a very powerful trigger for relapse, even after long periods of abstinence.
And how can this discovery be used in some way as far as the treatment of drug addiction in the future?
Since we've discovered a number of factors that can reduce relapse in animal models of drug addiction, we can now potentially target those molecules by developing therapeutics to help reverse or block the development of addiction. Many pharmaceutical companies, as well as NIH-funded institutes, are developing compounds or therapeutics to target these epigenetic enzymes. And in principle, they could be used to prevent or to reverse changes associated with addiction and reduce the vulnerability to relapse in an individual suffering from substance use disorder. But which genes are being altered and in which cells, et cetera, within the brain are still important questions that we need to understand better to be able to target this devastating disorder.
Dr. Cowan, thanks for providing information about this research related to epigenetics and addiction.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.